From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Controversy swirls as the U.S. president fires the director of the FBI. In a move that stunned the Washington political world, U.S. President Donald Trump fired James Comey from his post as director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The president told Comey in a blunt letter Tuesday that Comey is not able to effectively lead the bureau. Jeff Custer has more from Washington.
Trump said he based his decision on letters written by Attorney General Jeff Sessions and his staff, calling for Comey to be fired over his handling of the investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's emails. But Democratic lawmakers, led by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, alleged that Comey was fired in an effort to derail the Bureau's investigation of alleged ties between Russia and members of Trump's presidential campaign.
We know the House is investigating Russian interference in our elections that benefited the Trump campaign. We know the Senate is investigating. We know the FBI has been looking into whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians, a very serious offense. Were these investigations getting too close to home for the president?
Schumer called for the Justice Department to appoint a special prosecutor to continue the investigation. Some Republican lawmakers also expressed their dismay at Comey's firing. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Schumer is asking that Attorney General Jeff Sessions and his deputy appear before the Senate to answer questions about the circumstances surrounding the president's decision to fire the FBI director. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says a new investigation of Russia meddling can only serve to impede the current probes now underway. This is VOA News.